Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is aquatic nuisance species specialist, Jessica Howell. Jessica, give our viewers a little background on ANS in North Dakota.
Aquatic nuisance species are non-native plants or animals that cause some impact to our waters, whether it's ecological, social, or economic. We currently have 6 aquatic nuisance species in North Dakota, including common carp, silver carp, bighead carp, Eurasian water milfoil, zebra mussels, and curly leaf pondweed.
Give us an update on what you and your crews were looking for and what you found this year in North Dakota.
We monitor our state's waters for the presence of new or expanded populations of aquatic nuisance species. This year we found bighead carp for the first time in North Dakota, which were able to move up the James River from South Dakota through flooding. Basically, they moved up with some additional silver carp, so now we have a pretty hefty population of both. We also found zebra mussels in Lake Ashabula and the Cheyenne River for the first time this year, so those are now designated Class 1 ANS waters.
Okay, and how do we figure zebra mussels got into Lake Ashabula?
We really don't know exactly how zebra mussels got into Lake Ashabula. It could have been as the larval stage, which can be transported in water. They are microscopic, people can't see them. People who have especially wakeboard boats or jet skis, it can be very difficult to get all the water out. It is a North Dakota law to drain all water and pull drain plugs and remove them and keep them open or out during transport. They could have also been transported as adults attached to equipment. Things like private boat docks or lifts are very prevalent on Lake Ashabula. If someone were to purchase a used boat lift or dock, it could have potentially been contaminated as well.
The discovery of zebra mussels in Lake Ashabula, what does that mean as far as the potential spreading in other lakes in North Dakota?
Well, hopefully it doesn't mean anything. If people follow the clean, drain, and dry regulations and recommendations, they shouldn't be spreading any aquatic nuisance species around the state. However, we do ask that people be more vigilant, knowing that there is potential to spread zebra mussels, not only from Ashabula, but from the Red River and the Cheyenne River as well. And it's a good thing to note, it does take a few years to find a population, so it's best to treat every water as if it's infested. So remember to clean, drain, and dry your equipment. This means inspecting your equipment, removing any vegetation, attached organisms, or excessive mud, especially on anchors, draining all water completely, and allowing equipment to dry completely. If you cannot allow it to dry completely, if you don't have enough time and you want to use it again, you can always disinfect it. We recommend hot water, but you can also use chemicals such as bleach and vinegar, and we do have those options on our website.
Okay, and zebra mussels were also found in the Cheyenne River?
That's correct. Zebra mussels were confirmed in the Cheyenne River in Valley City. They are likely moving downstream. It is difficult to sample the river when it's really high and flooding like this.
Okay, how bad is the problem here at Lake Ashabula? Is it in the whole lake? You guys do a lot of sampling.
Sure, the Corps of Engineers has been a great partner. They actually reported some as far up as Karnak Landing. They're not very prevalent in the north end of the reservoir. However, down by Bayshore Marina and Sunstrom's Landing, and then also down by their Tainer Gates at the face of the dam, they are very prevalent.
Okay, let's move on to the rest of the state, Jessica. You guys do a lot of sampling. Explain your sampling throughout the state.
Sure, we take water samples looking for the larval stage of zebra mussels. This year we sampled over 100 water bodies. Usually we sample about 30 once a year. This year we sampled over 100 twice this year. We also added some adult searching, particularly upstream of Lake Ashabula, as well as a few other high-risk areas. So we thankfully have not found any zebra mussels in any of those samples. We have gotten most of our results back already, but we wanted to make sure that any potential activities that we have done have not spread any zebra mussels, and then that recreational boating and angling has not caused any spread as well.
You mentioned a little bit, but how are we going to keep ANS from spreading?
We have good regulations in place. If all people follow our laws, it should really minimize the risk of spreading aquatic nuisance species. Those laws include removing vegetation, draining all water, and removing drain plugs and leaving them open during transport. That doesn't just apply to recreational equipment, it also applies to commercial and industrial equipment as well.
The Game and Fish is expanding its ANS prevention. Explain a little bit.
Sure. So this year, the legislature provided some additional funding mechanisms and some additional staff time for us. So we've gotten a new warden position, and then we've also gotten a new ANS biologist that we recently hired. And so that will definitely help us expand our efforts. The additional funding will help to fund those positions as well as expand our current outreach and monitoring efforts and some boater interactions as well, and then potentially fund some research for us.
A lot of good information, Jessica. Thank you.
Yes.
For more information on aquatic nuisance species in North Dakota, visit the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov.
For aquatic nuisance species specialist Jessica Hull and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.